You are about to hear a Latin version of King Oedipus. This version is an opera oratorio based on the tragedy by Sophocles, but preserving only a certain monumental aspect of its various scenes. I shall recall the story as we go along. Oedipus, unknown to himself, contends with supernatural powers, those unsleeping deities who watch us from a world beyond death. At the moment of his birth, a snare was laid for him, and you will see the snare closing. Now, the drama. Thebes is prostrate. After the Sphinx, a plague breaks out. The chorus implores Oedipus to save his city. Since Oedipus has vanquished the Sphinx, he promises.
Oh! sedibus, egadibus vos diligo. Egadibus vos diligo, egadibus vos servabo.
Oedipus has returned from Delphi, where he consulted the oracle. The oracle demands that the murderer of Laius be punished. The assassin is hiding in Thebes. At whatever cost, he must be discovered. Oedipus boasts of his skill in dealing with the unknown. He will expose the assassin and drive him out.
Respondit Deus. Nome ulcisti, ulcisti, Scelus ulcisti, laium, ulcisti, ulcisti, laium, ulcisti, Scelus, ulcisti, Scelus, ulcisti, Scelus, Scelus, laium, laium, ulcisti. Thank you. rerem regis, ulcisci, regis, lai errenti, tenis perentur la te, tenis perentur la te, tenis perentur la te. Opus istum reperire, mende pelideus iube, nobude peius perentorem, dependi, dependi, dependi.
Tiresias, the seer, the fountain of truth. Tiresias avoids answering. He realizes that Oedipus is a plaything of the heartless gods. This silence angers Oedipus. He accuses Creon of coveting the throne and Tiresias of being his accomplice. Provoked by this injustice, Tiresias speaks. This is the oracle. The assassin of the king is a king.
Run! stipendarius est Tiresia, hoc facinus ego salvo. Ea praeput et
clarum eripolem vestrum regem.